Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hello everyone and welcome back to our Red Sox versus Rangers series prediction show. Red Sox will begin that series Friday night in Texas, I believe. And the pitching matchups are sketchy. The finale, we know what that is for sure, but we're going to be winging it based on one of the beat writers from the Rangers press corps. So I'm Terry Cushman, joined tonight by Jeremy Schilling, Nick Diamond. In game one, it looks like we've got Cutter Crawford versus Dane Dunning. Jeremy, who do you have winning?
So before I get to the specific matchup, I just want to give you the big picture stats for the Rangers offense. They are very much middle of the road, except for their ability to slug. So batting average, they are 17th, Sox third. On base, they're 16th, Sox 5th. Runs scored, they're 17th, Sox 7th. Home runs, they're 17th, Sox 7th. And then where I think we could potentially have a significant advantage is the slugging. They are 22nd, and the Sox are 2nd in Major League Baseball. Crawford stunk against the Yankees. He was really bad. He felt overmatched against that lineup. Gave up a bunch of home runs, my God. But this sets up a little bit better. I expect him to be better. I don't expect him to be great. Dunning, right-handed guy, sub-5 ERA. I don't know much else about him, but he sounds like the type of guy that the Sox eat up. I take the over in this game, whether it's 8 or 9. I take the over, and I'm hopeful that the Sox, with Wednesday's walk-off win, carry some momentum into Texas and win game one.
Nick, who do you have?
I also had the Red Sox in game one. Cutter Crawford was awful against New York. Like he said, he was just terrible. He gave up 3 home runs. I just hope he comes into Texas and, you know, just calms himself down, gets a quality start, because I think the Red Sox are going to put up some numbers against Dane Dunning. Dane Dunning stinks. He's got almost a 5 ERA. The Red Sox lefties have been hot. Duran, Devers, Yoshida. Dunning has stunk against lefties. I would fully expect if Devers or Duran or Yoshida, one of the three, goes deep against Dunning, and the Red Sox win this game pretty easily. I think they score a lot of runs in this game.
So, officially, I will pick the Red Sox, but Crawford has been ass his last two times out. Granted, it was against the Yankees. It was against the Dodgers. Gave up 11 earned combined over those two starts, 15 hits. The Rangers are catching him at the right time. Now, the Rangers have scuffled about as badly as we have since the All-Star break. They lost 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. Got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. And then in the most recent series, dropped 2 out of 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals, who seem to be on an upswing. They did sweep the White Sox in there, but the White Sox have lost 17 in a row, dating before the All-Star break. So the Rangers definitely scuffling in the last, since the All-Star break, basically. Nathaniel Lau, he's hitting 317 with a 472 on base. Marcus Semien has started to heat up. Corey Seager as well. So I think they definitely have the offense here to tune up a guy like Crawford. So we'll see what happens. Robbie Grossman also has been hot the last several games. But officially, I'll take the Red Sox in what I expect to be a high-scoring game. I don't think Crawford's going to look great, but I think Dane Dunning and the Rangers are going to look a lot worse. Game 2, Jose Urena. Uh-oh, who do we have with the Red Sox? Hauk, Tanner Hauk. Okay, Urena versus Hauk. Jeremy, who do you have?
I don't know what to expect from Tanner Hauk. I really don't. As we've discussed at nauseam, he's over his previous high for innings pitched. Red Sox, but Red Sox. I don't have any rational basis for it. I guess I'm going to go with, I expect Tanner Houck to be better against the mediocre lineup.
Nick, who do you have?
I had the Red Sox also. Urania is a heavy ground ball, heavy sinker kind of guy. He's actually been better against lefties this season. I mean, I think the way to beat him is load up the lineup with all your fast players, have Duran, Rafaela, have Hamilton in the lineup, have Romy Gonzalez in the lineup, have everybody who's quick in the lineup, hit ground balls, put some pressure on the defense, see what happens, run the bases well, and I think the Red Sox do win game 2. Jose Urena is an older pitcher. He's kind of having a resurgence this year. He's kind of stunk in the last few years. He's been with the Tigers. He's been with the Marlins. I know he had like a 5+ ERA last year, so he's sitting around like a 3-something. So he's having a good resurgence this year. So I know I haven't watched much of him, but I think what I've seen in the past, I think we can beat him. And just I think the way to do it is run and hit the ball as hard as you can on the ground and see what happens.
Yeah, he's got an ERA just of 3.07, so that's pretty good. He's a righty thrower, so we're gonna have our best lineup on the field most likely. For those that might have forgotten, it was like 4 or 5 years ago, Ronald Acuna had like 3 or 4 straight games with a leadoff home run, like the first at bat of the game. And he was going for what I think was going to be the record. And not only did Urena not pitch to him, he plunked him like a punk. And it was pretty controversial. And I don't know. He's bounced around since then. Initially, I think he was thought to be, having a solid future as a major league pitcher. I don't know if he projected out to be an ace, but I think the expectations were that Urena would be, a central part of a rotation and, solid over the course of a career. But be that as it may, I will pick the Red Sox to win game 2 with Tanner Houck starting. basically, all I care to see here is that Houck bounces back. You want to see Tanner Houck kind of rein it in. He's scuffled a lot. His walk rate's up. His inning counts are up. I mean, he's in uncharted territory, but this could be a decent opportunity to kind of right the ship, as we've seen with Brian Bayo in recent starts. So I'll take the Red Sox winning game two. Finally, in the finale, we have a fun matchup. We've got Nick Pivetta versus Nathan Eovaldi, two former teammates. Jeremy, who do you have winning that one?
Rangers. Eovaldi is 8-4, 3.38, 106 Ks to 26 walks for a 1.04 whip. I wouldn't have guessed this. Pivetta has 112 Ks, so slightly better with only 22 walks, so slightly lower walks, slightly higher strikeouts. Pivetta's either all or nothing. He's either locked in with 10 Ks or he's out of the game in the fourth inning and it's a bleep show. I just expect Eovaldi to come back against his former team and pitch well. And so for that reason, mostly the Eovaldi reason, I'm taking the Rangers.
Nick, who do you have?
I'm going to take the Rangers also, but the reason is because if the Red Sox win the first two games like we think they're going to do, Eovaldi's going to come into there Sunday and shove it against us. He's going to go in there, strike out 12, go seven innings, no runs, and I just think he's going to dominate and keep this Rangers season alive. So he's a big game pitcher, and that might be a big game if they do what the, if the Red Sox do what we predicted them to do.
I'm just trying to see how the Rangers bullpen is here. I'm pulling that up right now. I'm expecting it to be really bad. Scroll down. So the Rangers have, yeah, so their bullpen is ranked 27th in Major League Baseball. I'm going to give it to the Red Sox in a sweep here. You know, they've got some momentum after the walk-off. That was a nice win against the Mariners. Nobody on the crew that night on that predictions episode had the Red Sox winning a single game. I just don't think this. I think we're catching this Rangers team at the right time. I think Pivetta can kind of build off of his recent start. I mean, he's due to go on one of his nasty runs, as he does a few times a season. And it might not be a potentially high-scoring game. Eovaldi has pitched us very well since he's left us. But he's got to come out of that game at some point. And I think the Red Sox, should be able to get the W here. So Red Sox for me. We will be back tomorrow. I guess we have decided it will be an episode of Clown Takes. So be on the lookout for that Friday morning. Everyone, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.